here in the world and faith in Him who has given His Son for us is from the Old Testament lesson, from the book of Amos, speaking words of law that we need to hear from time to time in our lives. So the prophet Amos says, "Seek me and live. Seek the Lord and live. Seek the Lord." Thus the word of the Lord this morning. We are a searching people. We are a seeking people. We like to dwell in safety and seek that which satisfies. We search for that new car or truck. We search and seek the best school that we may get the best education from. We seek and search a good place to live. So in 2010, Karen and I arrived on the scene in Lake City, Minnesota. And we decided that we were going to look for that diamond in the rough, that place to make our living, the home that we can decorate by ourselves. So we searched, and we searched, and we searched. And then Karen went traveling, and she says, "If you find a house that you like, you're going to have to pay me to come home and look at it." So, search as I might, I found a home. And I described it over the phone. And she says, "Well, when I get home, we'll have to look at it." How much searching do we do in our lives? How much seeking do we live in our lives? Here the Lord says, "Seek me and live." Think about it in your lives. Seek the Lord when you're sick. Seek the Lord when trouble abounds. Seek the Lord when stress and strain happen in your marriage. Seek the Lord when things are not going according to your plan. Seek the Lord where He may be found. And He's found in His Word. And I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about your lives. And I want you to think about seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord when we are desperate. When things are falling apart. When things aren't really going according to schedule. According to our schedule. And according to our health. I thought that once I reached the age of 65, the age my father died, that things would get better. That I'd be able to continue being a pastor and continue to share the word of God. But little did I know that those little germs, those viruses in you that are waiting to awake, that in September of 2016, that I was affected and afflicted with shingles, which told me that I'm only human. Seek the Lord where He may be found and live. Kind of a shaker, because I kind of pushed God off to the side. My devotions were not being every day. My devotions were not being really into His Word. But God has a way of showing us what is more meaningful in our lives. That His Word is more meaningful. Seek the Lord where He may be found and live. He's telling us this word because we're living in a country that is starting to bend and break at the seams. We're living in amongst the people who don't care about other people. We are living in a world that is tearing itself apart. Seek the Lord, or he may be found, and live. Jesus resonates these words when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. How many ways have other people said to come to the Lord? But the Lord says, seek me where I may be found. He gives those profound words to us so that we may seek him in his word and know who he is and know the benefits that he gives to us. That he forgives us our sin, the sin that we have committed in thought, word, and deed, the pride, the jealousy, the envy that invades our lives. God says, seek me, repent, and live. He is saying those words to us who have gone astray, who have left his care and his keeping and his word. Seek me. Seek the Lord when we are desperate. Seek the Lord when things aren't going right in our lives. Seek the Lord and his tremendous presence in our lives. Yesterday, for my devotion, I have a book. And this book has Luther's morning prayer and evening prayer, and then it has devotions for each day of the week. And it also has a psalm reading. So in the book, you open it up, you'll see all the dates and the psalm readings that I have. And I go through the Psalter 1 through 150. Yesterday, the psalm was Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me by the still water. What an amazing word of God to lift people up, to lift me up as a servant of the Lord, to know that in his word he lifts and encourages us. Seek me where I may be found. Seek me and live. Search the scriptures and know that they point to Jesus. Jesus as the Lord and Savior of our lives. Jesus as the one who was resurrected, the one who ascended, the one who did all things for us to give us eternal life and forgiveness of sins. Seek the Lord when things happen, whether they're good or bad, praising or sorrowful. Seek the Lord, where he may be found. Seek him in his word on a daily basis. Not just Sunday. Not just Wednesday for midweek services. Not just when a funeral happens. Not when a wedding happens. Every single day of our lives. And that same book that I have, and it's for the pastors, and I can't remember who rewrote this, but he has all these indentations and footnotes in everything. But it's interesting how the word is written and how I read it and how it gives me such strength. As Paul said in Philippians, he said, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This word that I have, that I open up and I read each and every day, it's amazing how I can see the Lord working in my life. But what's also interesting is this is the second book that I've gone through. And it's interesting to see the pencil marks that I made on the dates that I read the word. And I can see that there's long spaces between those dates. I wasn't very good at searching the scriptures when I was in my early ministry. I have grown more and more each and every day and each and every year.
as I continue to be in the Word and be strengthened by that Word. So God says, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord where He is and live. Live your lives as those who are repentant, as those who know that the Lord God has given you all things, whether they be your shelter, your food, your clothing, yourself. Seek the Lord where He is found and live. This is the word that our Lord God has for us each and every day because He is the source of life. I was reading an editorial yesterday on the way home from Iowa as we were coming home, and I was reading this. Oh, it was an editorial, an opinion, and it said basically they were talking. This gentleman was writing about life, and he was writing about pro-life. And he was writing about pro-life versus abortion. And he said, okay, take this for instance. A mother who is pregnant, who is going to the abortion clinic to have the baby aborted, is hit by a drunk driver. Now, the drunk driver is brought up on charges and accused of two murders, the mother and the unborn child. Now here's a question for you. And the wife. As that mother is going to the abortion clinic and it's hit, is the baby that is born, that is unborn life and the mother life? Or if the mother was going to the doctor to have the baby delivered, is the mother life and the child life? He wanted us to think about that, about life. And God says what? That all life is His, and that we have been conceived in the womb, that we are all pro-life because life is given to us by a gracious God. Seek the Lord where we may be found and live. God gives us the miracle of life, the miracle of life that abounds in His care and His keeping. Seek the Lord where He may be found and live. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. This is our God. Seek the Lord where He may be found and live. And Christ will be known. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.